new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
I got to run, keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
In the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard. We've got a... If you saw the debate tonight on CNN, and this is the first debate that I've got to watch all the way through, and I'm going to tell you, I am madder than hell. And my good friend Ethan Allen's going to come on and join us here after the break. I'm livid. I'm absolutely livid at what I saw tonight. And I cannot believe how Ron Paul was treated tonight. The man was literally given maybe 2-3 minutes tops in a 2-hour debate, the opportunity to speak. He was continually told that he was wrong by other candidates, but yet only given who would have 2-3 minutes to tell him he was wrong, and he was given freaking 30 seconds for his response. I am wild and I am mad. Folks, tonight the line in the sand has been drawn. And we're going to talk about this tonight on the program. And if you saw the debate, I want to hear from you tonight. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. This little CIA asset, Anderson Cooper. Yeah, that's documented for all you naysayers out. Go look it up. Google's a handy dandy thing. I am sick to death of this. We have no media in this country. It's time we do the job, folks. It's time to stop sitting around talking about or arguing about somebody and what they say or they don't say on their programs or this or that. It's time that we get up off our butts and we do something. We're going to talk about this tonight. Ethan and I are going to talk about the debate. I want to hear from you tonight if you saw the debate. I'll run you. I've got a clip coming up that'll give you Ron Paul's few responses tonight. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rifle. Hi. We'll do Mousketeer roll call here and everything in a little bit. Ethan Allen is joining us. He's a compatriot of mine. We do a program together called TNR Live on the TruthNet Radio Network, Monday through Friday. And Ethan joins me for half of the show. He has a ton of knowledge, ton of information. He's one of these guys I describe as a young gun, although I think he's officially hit 30. This guy is, he's got great analysis, and he asked if he could come on, and I said, yeah, because I'm just as hot as he is. Ethan, how are you tonight?
Well, I was steaming and looking for things to throw up my television set.
Oh.
And there was only one thing that, was able to diffuse my anger, and that was a man named Ron Paul. I just got done watching part of his, post-speech debate. Or post-debate speech in Florida to the crowd, and boy, that guy can really get you going.
What all did he have to say in his post-debate speech?
Oh, everything he didn't get to say in the debate. basically responding to some of the questions that were leveled at the other candidates in the debate that he did not get approached with. Not that it matters anyway, but basically just staying with the issues that he was talking about getting out of the. I mean, the guy's still talking about getting out of the UN, man. I just love it. I love it, man. And any boy, he had the crowd going. It was just so awesome to see that guy, you know. That debate, Mike, that thing had me hot.
He was literally ignored.
Yeah.
I mean, questions that were questions that would have been natural questions for him to answer, they totally ignored him.
Well, I mean, the debate could be summarized in one word, and that's baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah. Well, that was the final question, was it not?
Yeah, well, also, you notice that it was coattailing Ron Paul's little battle cry at the end. So, to make light of the whole Ron Paul revolution, we're going to talk about the postseason baseball stuff. And there were over 5,000 YouTube submissions for this debate. And I don't know how many were actually used over the course of the debate tonight. What was it, like a dozen or so, maybe a little bit more. And it was everything from gays in the military to baseball.
Yeah, and they even bring this out, bring up this poor retired general who's openly gay, and stand up in front of these guys and say you didn't answer my question, which they didn't. But still, I mean, you know, that was, you know, to me was ludicrous. Did they even play the Ron Paul campaign commercial?
Yeah, they did. That was one of the highlights. That and Ron Paul's little battle cry at the end were two of the highlights of the thing. And
we'll play the clips of the clip of it at the bottom of the hour. The clip that I've got here is actually almost 10 minutes long. But I know he didn't get that much time. I mean, he spent most of the night when he did get to talk, getting dressed down by John McCain.
No. The clip they played was the little 60-second competition ad or whatever.
Right.
Each candidate got like a little 45 to 60 second ad spot played over on the air, which was the YouTube clips. But Ron Paul's was very good and very short and summarized. And then they gave him a few seconds to kind of just address the audience about what his campaign was about. And he was just like, look, there's a revolution going on in this country. People are fed up. And these other candidates up here next to me aren't talking about the issues that people care about. And they're not talking about they don't want to talk about real solutions to the problems. And this is a revolution, and, you know, that's it.
That's good. We've already got calls lining up here. Don in Tennessee, welcome to the program. What were your thoughts about the debate tonight?
Well, to me, it was just grandstanding by the corporate media and everything. And I'm in 100% agreement with you. They completely ignored Congressman Ron Paul. Incidentally, I am originally from Texas, and it would just seem like everything they did was centered and focused around two, maybe three of the people. I mean, a debate should involve all of them. If it's not going to involve all of them, they shouldn't even have a debate.
Right. I mean, Duncan Hunter.
Yeah, I mean, just like the generals, you know, they only had three of them comment about,
right.
Now I call them what they are, homosexuals. They're not gays, they're homosexuals. But if they're going to have anybody, how can he say none of them answered? Well, they didn't, because only three. There were still five others that didn't get to make any comments.
Right.
But, I mean, they just seem to be focused on one thing. But Congressman Ron Paul did say one thing there at the end, too, and I didn't hear you say it, but he said that in one day he received that $4.3 million and had not to pay anybody to help him do it.
Right.
And these people just, I don't understand. They are so mesmerized by the stupid media and the corporate agenda. I just don't know. I'm just hoping and praying that we out here, as he has said, this with this revolution, and it's a peaceful revolution, that we can get this job done. I had an email that came to me. I don't know if you're familiar with this email or not, but it was from some military men over in Iraq, is saying that while they're over there trying to maintain the peace and protect the rights over there, for those people to ensure that we do the same thing here for our own nation to protect our rights and their rights as well.
Yeah. I mean, literally questions that would have been perfect for him to answer.
Yes, but they just would not go to him. Who was the guy that was facilitating that? Every time he opened his hand, is Giuliano or Romney?
Oh yeah.
I mean, wait a minute. You know, there's eight of them up there. You know what I mean? Now McCain, forget it. To me, he's a traitor. He's a treasonous guy. I mean, I'm a Vietnam veteran. He's a Vietnam veteran. He talks about him and his stench and everything in the military and so on, how he's actually been in the Congress and everything. He's not. You check his voting record. That's all I say is check his voting record. It's not what he says it is.
No, it's certainly not. I mean, all these guys are playing games. I mean, you know, Rudy Giuliani in a debate, one of the last debates, had said that he was against earmarks. Where certain groups and things get special money put into bills and things like that. Yet he says he's against it, but yet his own law firm has been lobbying Congress for earmarks for companies his law firm represents.
Well, yeah, and you know, his law firm, and I'm sure you're aware of this too, is the one for that Texas corridor that's coming across Texas where they're taking the land from the citizens down there. It's his law firm that's doing all the legal work and everything for this thing to come across America, and the average citizen doesn't even know that.
And I wish Ron Paul would have mentioned that.
Well, I believe if he had had the opportunity to speak, he might have.
He might have, yeah.
You know, I mean,
I get to talk now? Wow.
the thing that one gentleman that came on there at the end and asked about an independent run, I hope he doesn't completely rule it out. You know, I mean, their agenda is, and I've seen this in emails, and I'm sure you have on the internet. Well, he ran as a libertarian candidate back in, you know, and they're trying to say he's libertarian. He's been a 10-term Republican congressman. Okay,
right.
That speaks for itself.
Yeah, just the mere fact, and Ethan, I think you'll agree with me, just the fact that these people continue to sit and play fast and loose with any type of facts whatsoever. Is incredible to sit and watch. And I mean, this is the first debate I got to watch all the way through. And the longer the debate went, the madder I got.
Yeah. Now I'm going to tell you something else. I've only watched one Democratic debate. And I don't know if you know who Dennis Kucinich is.
Right.
But they ignored him the same way they did Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I don't like the Democrats. I really don't like the Republicans. But I like Ron Paul. But I got irritated because they ignored him just like they did Ron Paul.
Right, and they did the same thing with Mike Gravel too.
Yes. And the thing is that if it's going to be a debate, let's be fair. It's open. Everybody can respond to it.
Yeah,
it might get boring to stay on that subject matter that long, but guess what? A debate is supposed to be a debate. They should be able to get – each person should be able to have some time allotted to have a fair shake at this.
Yeah, because, I mean, so many of the questions were, this is to all the candidates, not three of the candidates.
Right. And every time, this is to all the candidates. Well, Mr. Giuliano or Mr. Romney. I'm like, it was making me where I was ready to gag myself and throw up because Giuliano is – he's stupid. I mean, he demonstrated that in the Fox debate when Congressman Ron Paul mentioned why these people feel the way they do towards Americans, and Giuliano said that he had never heard of such a thing. That was preposterous. Obvious he hadn't read the report that was put out from 911 on that.
In fact, it was Rudy who hadn't read the report.
That's what I'm saying. Rudy had not.
Yeah.
That was very evident. And that's what Congressman Paul said. So it's obvious you haven't read the report.
Right.
He said that on the Fox debate. He got to speak a little more on the Fox debate, quite a bit more than what he did on this one. In fact, did you watch him on Jay Leno?
Yeah. Yeah, that was an awesome appearance.
Yeah, Jay actually gave him a fair shake, and I'm a little concerned for Jay because of what they might do to him.
Yeah, no doubt. Don, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All righty. It's great hearing you guys. Y'all keep up the good work.
Thanks. Good points. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Ethan on the other side. We've also got Lucas in Texas holding as well. If you want to join us in the conversation, it's 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Midnight Rider, the number is 800-313-9443. If you would like to join us on the program, Ethan, your comments to what Don had to say in the previous segment.
The questions that were given Ron Paul were, well, I can't even say softball questions because tonight it was baseball.
Yeah.
The amount of spin that the media is using on Ron Paul right now is just shocking to me, Mike. I mean, you have I don't know if you've seen that Fox and Friends clip from yesterday, the pre-debate discussion that they had yesterday.
I didn't see that.
They were talking about Ron Paul's dark horse candidacy, and they were actually saying, they said, you know, dark horse Ron Paul, well, what do you think about his chances in the election? They were all just sitting around gabbing about it, and they actually said, well, Ron Paul could be a Ross Perot type, which could end up throwing the election for the Republicans. And we're talking about the primary, okay? They're not going to throw anything for anybody except, Ron Paul's not going to throw anything for anybody except these staged corporate lobbyist candidates like Giuliani and Thompson, okay? But they're trying to fearmonger to the Fox News crowd by saying, don't vote for Ron Paul because a vote for Ron Paul is going to be a vote for a Democrat.
Right.
And that... it just pisses me off so much that the media treats people in this country like we're morons. They talk to us like we can't even tie our shoes. And when they throw questions at the debates, I mean, over 5,000 submissions were given to you by YouTube people to the candidates for this YouTube CNN debate. 5,000. And they ended up picking questions like, why did Giuliani go with the Red Sox in the postseason? Now, that question was not picked on accident, okay?
No.
Because it's like Stalin said, it's not who votes, it's who counts the vote. It's not who submits the YouTube questions, it's who counts and uses the YouTube questions. So not only did they level baseball questions at the candidates, but it was the CNN fools behind the programming boards that were actually picking those questions, and I'm sure that there were some awesome questions that they didn't use.
Oh, certainly, some questions that actually dealt with some issues. The economy wasn't mentioned. The falling dollar wasn't mentioned. High oil prices, not mentioned.
Hell, even the Iraq War, which usually in these Republican debates they've loved to use because it acts as a dividing line between Ron Paul and the neocon Warhawk base, they didn't even hardly talk about Iraq tonight. And there's another beef that I have. One question was, should the vice president be given more powers? Did you hear Fred Thompson's response?
Yeah.
The president should give the vice president more powers. Are you freaking kidding me? The president now gives just whoever he wants more powers? First of all, the vice president has two things to do as an elected official. One is to preside over the Senate and to offer a tie-breaking vote and to preside over the count and the official count of the Electoral College. That's it.
Right.
Nothing else. Except maybe shaking hands and hugging babies at award ceremonies. And they're talking about what Giuliani and Fred Thompson, the other guys, are talking about giving the vice president powers of national security and running Department of Homeland Security. What the hell are these guys talking about? What kind of government are these guys wanting to run? Well, we know what kind of government they want to run.
Exactly.
And they want
to just keep running this country in the dirt.
I mean, they're wearing their ideology on their shirt sleeves, guys, okay? They're showing you and telling you what kind of government they want. Well, they've already been doing it for about 50 years now, and now they want to make it even worse. And they're saying it. The president should give the vice president more powers? Thanks, George! God!
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, here we've got a guy like Cheney that when he's not out quail hunting shooting his friends, is sitting in his office instructing people to lie about things that they've covered up and things that they've done. And then not only that, he, who is supposed to just hang out and watch the Senate and then preside over the Electoral College and the rest of the time go to funerals, is sitting there determining policy when that's not his job.
Yeah, I know. Well, they said Cheney was... I mean, Cheney took over NORAD, for Christ's sake, during 9/11. And they said, well, he did it because George Bush was out of position. He wasn't out of position. He was on a damn plane.
Right.
Being on a plane or in the White House Oval Office toilet does not put the president out of position, okay? I mean, every one of these guys just wants to be Il Duce, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Except Ron Paul.
Let's bring all the corporations in. Let's let them all run things. And I'm going to preside over this. The trains will run on time. I am the man. Please anoint me.
I mean, Ron, we've got to get Ron Paul elected. I mean, I'm so afraid for the future of our country if we do not get this guy elected as president. And he can win. If the American people will support him, we get the delegates properly appointed in there, and we make sure that the elections are not rigged.
Right.
He can win. And Americans believing that.
He has to win. We have to make him win. Yeah. I mean, this is pretty pathetic what we've got, what we see coming down the pike. I mean, it's either somebody like Giuliani or Hillary Clinton. It was on Alex's site today. He says, the little banner up there says, name your poison. And that's exactly what it is. Name the poison. Decide what you're going to do. You either care about America or you want to see it destroyed. If you want to see America destroyed, then vote for Giuliani or Hillary.
And stop thinking that just because you drape an American flag in something, that means it's good.
Exactly. George Bush is not America. Hillary Clinton is not America. The government is not America. You and I are America. And it's time we start acting like it, and it's time we take our country back. Back in a minute with more. Everybody holding. Stay there. We'll get to you. Just be real patient. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, we've got a full board of callers, and I'm here with Ethan Allen, and we're going to go back to the telephone. Lucas in Texas, you're up next. Thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
What's up, guys? Hey, Ethan. Hey there, Mike. I wanted to wish you an early happy birthday, old fart.
Oh, my gosh. You had to go into it. Thank you.
But, hey, man, this whole debate thing is just a debacle. You know, it's unbelievable how stupid they think we are. I mean, yeah, we're all awake, but we have to realize that there is a mass of just totally, you know, I mean, think about it. The reason why people don't know why America is on the map is because they don't own any maps. I mean, that's the mentality of America, you know. I mean, it's all Britney Spears and boobs and all the other, you know, stuff that they got people concentrating on. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it certainly is. Ethan, your thoughts?
Well, I have enough hope to think that, you know, a lot of Americans saw red after that debate, and I certainly was seeing red. I mean, the post-debate speech that Ron Paul gave was the only thing that kept me from breaking some things. I just can't stand being talked down to like that. And they're talking down to us now like we're not even high school students anymore. Now we're like in kindergarten, you know, and they're trying to teach us how to tie our shoelaces. And this is what kind of democracy is all about.
Yeah, it's almost like they think of us as one-celled organisms, you know, and they're the primordial, you know, the step above us or something. It's absolutely ridiculous that they think that we don't see this going on. And I think what we need to do is, one thing I've noticed with the whole movement is a lot of people talk about stuff after the fact. What we really should be talking about tonight is what we did to them. You know, I mean, look how, you know, what we did to them this time, how we, you know, threw a monkey wrench into their works, which would be, you know, some big wins for us, is to get the word out there. I know it's hard because we don't have the mainstream, you know, I mean, as long as the mainstream has them suppressed like that, you know, we're not going to be able to reach the masses. So we need to come up with alternative ways to get it out
there. Yeah, I mean, it is time we fight them in their own front yard. And that's why I've been preaching about these micros so hard, that we got to get these up so we can take them on.
Yeah.
The fact that we're having this conversation, because we're not in a position at this point yet to take them on in their own front yard. Yes, audiences are growing and we got more people coming, but I can guarantee you that right now, among all the networks that are out there on the internet right now, none of the streams are full. We should have people calling and moaning and groaning, saying, hey, why can't I get your stream? It keeps telling me it's full. But we're sitting here with stuff that's half loaded.
Yeah, you know, and it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I talk, like, for instance, at work the other day, you know, unfortunately I work with a bunch of diehard liberals that I mentioned Ron Paul, and one girl was like, oh, I'll never vote for him because his stance on abortion. And it's like she didn't even know what his stance on abortion is. And that's the funny thing about it, is these people catch a news story and they read a headline and they read the first three sentences of a paragraph, and that's all they catch. And then they move on to something else, you know, some other guy that's, you know, doing something kooky, you know, having sex with a bicycle in UK or something, you know. And next thing you know, they think their mind automatically programs that into their head that, oh, he's against abortion, he's against this, he's against that, or he supported this. You know, what we need to do is start pumping the site with all the things that he voted on. I mean, you can actually look it up and find everything that he's voted on and voted against, and start pumping that and show that to the people. You know, because that's what really matters, is his track record. Get that out there, out to the masses of people, because this is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this is to a point of total absurdity now. You know, it's to a point where I just want to, I don't know, just open up my window and just, you know, stick my head out and scream, I'm mad as hell and can't take it anymore. And it's really quiet in my town here, so it would echo throughout the whole valley.
Exactly. Lucas, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Look, if you want to call CNN and give them what for, please do. Area code 404-827-1500. The comment line, 404-827-0234. CNN News Chief, his name is Eason Jordan. His number is 404-827-5111. He has a fax number. Let's make him kill some trees. 404-827-4215. He has an email address. Imagine that. Eason.Jordan@CNN.com. Then there's Kim Bondi. Now, bless her heart, Kim, she's the CNN news director. She has a number. 404-827-1500. And she has a fax. And she would like to kill some trees, too. 404-827-1099. The CNN Newsroom. Same number. 404-827-1500. Give them a call. Let them know how you feel about things. Tell them you're turning the damn thing off. Aaron in Colorado, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. God bless you, man.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
I guess it's a co-host or a caller. I'm not sure.
He is my co-host tonight. His name is Ethan Allen.
Okay, Ethan, he was going on CNN, Fox, blah, 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 blah. I'm not putting him down. I don't listen to the CNN. I don't get cable. I don't get TV. I heard the debates on Revere Radio Network on the Internet. I was proud of Ron Paul. Within the first 45 minutes, a strong, very young, strong man stood up and asked Ron Paul, or I guess it's a YouTube. I didn't get to see him ask the question, but I heard it. He asked Ron Paul, he said, with the secret societies, is that real? Is the Northern American Highway real? Is the Trilateral Commission real? And Ron Paul hit a home run. He hit a home run. He says, yes, there's groups out there that want a different thing than American sovereignty. They want globalization. They want to divide our country, and they want to hurt us.
Well, Aaron, we're not saying that Ron Paul did a bad job. We're saying Ron Paul didn't get to speak.
Well,
just as you
not.
Said, it was
yeah.
It was over 30 minutes into that debate before he got to say a word.
That's true. That's
and it
true.
Was and it was that question from this guy who was talking on the YouTube clip. Hold on. It was that guy on the YouTube clip that's saying, well, do you believe in the CFR and this North American Union? Is this what you believe, Mr. Paul?
I love the question.
And he hit a home run out of the park.
Yep.
I agree. The thing is that what we're mad about tonight is the fact that these people don't want to address issues. They don't want to talk about what's going on in this country. They want to sit and play games with Fred Thompson that they got a taser just to wake him up, and Mitt Romney who sat and backpedaled and changed his response 10 times. Same thing with Rudy Giuliani. And John McCain. These people are fools that want to take our country down, and they sit and pander to them like they're the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Of Christ.
Ethan, your thoughts.
Of course, and I agree with you. Now, one thing.
Hold on. Let Ethan join in. Ethan, go ahead.
No, yeah. Well, I was just going to concur what you were saying, Mike. It wasn't that Ron Paul didn't get a few good jabs in, and there were a few good highlights, but the point was is that the majority of the debate was turned into a Wheel of Fortune episode. They turned our political system into a goddamn game show.
Can you not take the Lord's name in vain, please?
Thanks for the call, Aaron. Have a good night.
Yeah, freedom of speech, buddy.
I mean, thanks. I appreciate it.
Especially if you're listening to Revere Radio. You should be all about freedom of speech.
Gosh. All right.
Anyway.
Bill in Idaho, welcome to the program. All right. Jamie in Kentucky, welcome aboard. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jamie. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm watching this crap on CNN right now, and they just all applaud when McCain put down Ron Paul, and they clapped.
Right.
And it's just awful. But what they're all, well, they don't want to let people know that half of them on that panel are Roman Catholic. Roman Catholics. And that's the papacy. The papacy is the one that says it has the power of all the world. Really. I've read it. And they admit it.
Ethan, your thoughts.
Talking about the papacy and
papacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly a lot of people behind the scenes that want to run things and control everything. I don't really care who it is. It's what they're doing that bothers me.
Well, Jesus says it in the Bible about what's going to happen, and it's happening. And it won't be long we won't have to live in this, because Jesus is coming back soon.
Well. Yeah, somebody's got to come soon. Hopefully, it's Ron Paul in 2008 that we can get elected to office. Thanks for the call, Rich in Missouri. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, great. You know, I enjoy your show, and I like the way it came about through you being an activist and the story that you tell with it. I think that's a value in itself.
Thank you.
You know, I think people are kind of missing some of the point here. You know, we never go in expecting them to just roll out the red carpet for Ron Paul. You know, we know that. But what I do like, and I would consider this a delayed reaction, and part of this question has been addressed, but I had called in to address it, so I'm going to go ahead and finish the part that I think people are missing. And it was with the North American Union question. And what was great about that wasn't so much that Ron Paul mentioned it, but it was what happened afterward. The guy brought the question out. Ron Paul answered it, you know, perfectly as a member of Congress and as someone who's a Texas resident. But what happened after the show was they brought out, trotted out one of their media clowns, this Jeffrey Toobin, who said, well, you know, Ron Paul really hurt himself with this conspiracy theory and this and that. Now, to the applauding walruses in the audience, you know, that's going to look very good to them. They're going to say, oh, see, this Ron Paul guy is not really that much. But as they start seeing this North American Union situation play out and the media does start covering it, as they look on the Internet and start seeing it, and they start seeing this NAFTA corridor and how they've lost their jobs and what's going on with it, it's going to lend more credibility to Ron Paul. Because
right.
I see that happening all the time, things that Ron Paul talked about early on, and people said, you know, I didn't understand it, but now I went on YouTube and I've played this video, and wow, I understand what he's talking about, and I really like this guy, this Ron Paul guy, and I've never been in politics.
Yeah.
And I just don't think they're prepared for that.
No, and Rich, I was just sitting here thinking as you brought that up, how many things have they labeled as conspiracy theories that a year, two years, 5 years down the road turns out to be documented fact?
Well, certain. You know, and what's interesting, what else I noted in this is in this post-debate little scenario, which was, it was really, really goofy because they had one guy and they said, well, he worked for Wesley Clark and he worked for some other Democrat. And I'm thinking, well, gee, why would you have him commenting on the Republican campaign, but or debate? But what was really interesting was this Toobin fellow trotted out the exact same thing I heard about 2 months ago when this Medved joker had him on his show. Now, Medved lured him in. He was real nice to him and polite to him at first, and thank you for coming, because there was some friction there, and Ron Paul told him, well, he just wasn't going to come because he wasn't going to be insulted, more or less. He didn't use those exact terms, but basically, more or less, that he wasn't going to be insulted. Medved treated him nice. He asked Ron Paul to stay. They asked one final question before they went on this break where Ron Paul told them, sure, I'll stay. And they asked him about the North American Union. Ron Paul started talking about the North American Union. After the break, Medved come back and said, Ron Paul had to go. And he says, no, there's no North American Union. There's no such thing. There's no funding for it. But he wouldn't address that, and he wouldn't say that while Ron Paul was on the air. He waited, cut Ron Paul off, and then he went and addressed it and
right.
To make Ron Paul look as if he wasn't telling the truth. But see, every time they do that, I think it's backfiring. And I think that was brilliant how Ron Paul said, you mean nobody heard about the $4.8 million we raised in one day? So he's a very, very good speaker. And I think what happens in these situations is it's more discrediting themselves because people start looking at them. You know, it's like this situation with the V. How many people do you think, you know, watched the movie V since all this has developed?
Oh, I'm sure tons.
And that's the beauty of this whole thing. You know, these guys can't, you know, they can't lie 360. You know what I mean? They can't lie in a complete circle because the lie comes back around and they say, wait a minute, you just made this type of statement and you're the irresponsible media that made it. Now, why should
right.
we believe anything you say?
You know, and the interesting thing, too, is after that question, after Ron Paul responded to it, there was no follow-up.
That's right.
And not one other candidate tackled it. Hey, Rudy could have talked about it. He has intimate knowledge of it. Heck, he's representing the very company that's building the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Well, back in September, Mitt Romney attempted to answer it. One of these reporters come up and asked him, he was like a local media type of reporter, and asked him about the North American Union, and Romney responded he's against all taxes on goods. That was his response. So
one thing I didn't know, I appreciate the call, Rich. Excellent call.
Good to hear.
You have a great night. Ethan, one thing I did notice is that people like Giuliani, Huckabee, are trying to take Ron Paul's message and make it their own.
Yeah, they're bootstrapping a lot of this stuff. In fact, there was a pundit site that I was checking out the other day, and they had, you know, different candidates and their platforms and what their viewpoints were. And near the bottom of the thing was Fred Thompson, and it listed one of his it was the CNBC site. and it was given their all the different candidates' takes on financial issues. And one of Fred Thompson's issues that was addressed in the platform section was, Fred Thompson disagrees with income tax and will try to do everything he can to abolish the IRS. I'm like, really? Wow. That's amazing. I mean, we've never seen anything from any of these candidates, aside from Ron Paul saying that they're going to do something to try to stop the IRS. And now all of a sudden these guys are like, yeah, we need to get rid of the IRS and shut down this, illegal income tax. Now, we know that there's no weight behind that. They're just saying that because they know it's popular to say it.
Well, exactly, because what they do is they go in and they focus group this stuff. Hey, this Ron Paul guy, he's talking about getting rid of the IRS. Let's focus group it. Oh, yeah, everybody says get rid of the IRS. It'd be a great thing. So they come out, they talk about it. Do they have any intention of doing it? No. It just sounds great. Life is a campaign, folks. Remember that. At least that's what Chris Matthews says. Back in just a minute with more if you want to join us. The number 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rush. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
She feels the ground is giving way.
here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. After the, about two segments from now, we'll run the clip that we have of Ron Paul's responses tonight on the debate. I just wanted to get the callers on so they didn't have to hold forever. And I appreciate all our callers and what we're doing here. Look, this is the deal. We don't expect them to just roll out the red carpet for Ron Paul. Not whatsoever. But we do expect people to be fair. And there's the problem. Our nation is in dire trouble. And we're sitting here rolling around talking about baseball. And some little, you know, stupid little clip from some editorial cartoonist with Cheney asking about, you know, with him holding a shotgun. Now, the question, should a vice president have more power? But, I mean, we're running freaking cartoons. And these are the questions that they selected? I mean, my God, Ethan, I mean, it's literally insane. Are you there, Ethan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, but it's literally insane what the questions that they're asking. I mean, it's essentially softballs to all these people.
Yeah, well, they don't want a rational discussion on live television about the Federal Reserve. No. Or the war in Iraq, even, you know, when you really get down to brass tacks over the policy of it. But there is a little good news, though, Mike, and that's that the CNN site, the election poll results, at least the online version, people have picked Ron Paul. He is winning with 61% of the vote.
Very good, very good. Okay, Aaron in Colorado is back, has another comment. Aaron, welcome back.
Hey, Mike. I want to apologize for maybe upping the frustration level. I'm on your side, guys. I'm on your team.
Well, good. I'm glad to have you.
I called because your co-host was ranting and raving about CNN and this and that. And I felt that I heard Ron Paul on the Revere radio station. I heard him hit a home run with the guy that asked the question. And actually, I don't think he was a teaser. I think he was on our side. The guy that asked the question, I didn't get to see his picture. I didn't see that. I just heard it on the internet. He wanted to know about the secret societies of CFR and the trilateral commissions and the North American free trade agreements, and is this a hoax or not? Can I have some more time?
And I think he effectively answered the question. Yeah, hold there. Talk to you after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. You want to join us? 800-313-9443. It's 800-313. Our guest tonight, Ethan Allen. We're talking about the debate tonight and the treatment of Ron Paul. Back in just a minute. With